若是神允许的话，我们今天将会读完第九章。
Let's just have a word of prayer.
让我们先来祷告。
This morning again, Father, we are thankful for the blood of the Lord Jesus, which allows us to come in and sit at your feet.
亲爱的天父，今天早上我们在为着基督耶稣的宝血，我们感谢你，他这样子我们能够来坐在你的脚前。
Father, again this morning we're reminded of the frailty of man.
我们今天早上看见我们人的软弱。
Therefore, we want to be taught by you.
所以我们求你来教导我们。
We've come to your feet to listen.
我们来到你的脚前来听。
Speak to us this morning.
今天早上对我们说话。
Anoint our ears so that we can hear from heaven.
求你膏我们的耳朵，使我们能够听见从天上来的声音。
That this time would benefit our spiritual life.
所以这段时间能够来帮助我们灵里的生命。
That we might be conformed to your image.
我们能够磨成你的形象。
And be prepared as your beautiful bride.
能够预备成为你的心腹。
In Christ's name we pray, amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
This morning, in the next few minutes, next half an hour, we'd like to accomplish three things.
在我们下面一段时间，我们想要做三件事情。
A brief review on the blood of the Lord Jesus.
我们先简单的复习主耶稣的宝血。
And secondly, a couple things to finish up this subject on the blood.
然后我们再提出几件事情，我们就结束关于宝血的教导。
And thirdly, just sum up the ninth chapter of Hebrews.
那第三件事情就是，我们就简单的为希伯来书第九章做个总结。
Hopefully, everyone remembers that last week we spent some time on the blood of the Lord Jesus.
上个礼拜我们花了一些时间讲到主耶稣的宝血，我希望大家都还记得。
But more importantly, that we applied that blood during the week.
那更重要的是，我们要把这个宝血应用在我们的每天的生活里。
There's that familiar saying that familiarity breeds contempt.
有一个说法就是。
Things can become so familiar that they're no longer meaningful to us.
有时候我们一些事情太过于熟悉，我们就对它没有什么感觉了。
This happens with everything in life.
那在生活上每一个事情都是这样。
When we're looking for a job and we're in before the employer, we just bow down at his feet to get a job.
当我们在寻找工作的时候，我们就会好像要跪在那个老板前面求他给我们一个工作。
But after a few paychecks, we wish that the bad guy, the employer, would give us more.
但是当我们拿了几次薪水以后，我们就希望他给我们更多的薪水。
We often find ourselves talking to others behind his back.
那我们常常就发现自己在他的背后说他一些话。
And this same familiarity, we will see often in a marriage.
我们在婚姻里面也常常看到这样子。
And as a lack of becoming familiar, we say the honeymoon is over and first love begins to wane.
And 当我们蜜月度完以后，那个起初的爱好像就慢慢的消失。
We sing that song that there is power in the blood, and yet we experience very little power. We talk, we sing, we pray about the blood, but as far as our personal experience of that power, there is very little.
我们常常唱一首诗，就是宝血的能力。但是因为我们常常唱也祷告，也提到这些，但是我们却没有经历到这个真正宝血的能力。
In fact, if the cleansing and the forgiveness and the power and the washing of the blood isn't a day-to-day reality with us, our spiritual life will never go forward because it is the foundation block.
因为我们这个宝血的洁净跟宝血的能力在我们的生活中不是那么实际，所以我们属灵生命的成长。就停顿，那因为宝血就是我们属灵生命的一个根基。
So briefly, in review, last week we looked at that verse, John 1:29, and we saw John say, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world."
上礼拜我们提到约翰一章二十九节，他就讲到那个约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
So here in this verse we see that sin is taken away.
所以在这一节圣经里，我们看见那个罪已经被除去。
The question is, do we live in that taken away of sin, or do we find ourselves daily in bondage to sin?
我们就要问自己一个问题：我们是否是活在那样子，我们的罪已经被除去的光景中，还是我们一直落在一个被罪的捆绑中呢？
So we see with this first point, we can know a lot about the blood, we can sing a lot about the blood, but is it working? Is it taking away sin, or is sin keeping us in bondage in our life?
我们可以常常唱到宝血，也祷告，也提到宝血，但是这个宝血是否在我们身上有功效呢？我们是否还仍然活在罪的捆绑之中呢？
The second thing we saw is that we have been purchased from the sin market of slave.
第二点，我们就看到我们已经从罪在罪的奴仆之中的情形被赎回来。
In fact, the verse we looked at it says in Acts that the church has been purchased by blood.
我们所看到的那一节是，就是说教会已经是被宝血所买赎的。
And the third word we looked at was a little more difficult, was propitiation.
第三个字我们看到的就是挽回祭这个字。
And propitiation takes care of the God side.
在这个挽回祭就为我们解决了神那一面的的事情。
We have a big problem with sin, and that is that anything to do with sin cannot have anything to do with God.
我们因为有罪的问题，所以凡是与罪有关联的都不能够来到神面前。
But that verse that we looked at, Romans 3:25, says that God has been satisfied. God has been propitiated. He is free now to a blessed man.
我们在罗马书第三章二十五节，我们看到神的心已经满足，因着这个挽回祭，他已经得到了满足。
And the next word that we looked at was justified.
然后我们再看到就是称义这个字。
And here, this really sort of involves both man and God.
这个字是关于人和神和人。
God, now that he's appreciated, he's justified to bless man.
神已经神喜。
He legally has the right to bless man.
他可以因此因着人得到称义来祝福人。
But justification also has a man side, and that is man. When we look at man, man has no sin.
这个称义对人而言就是说然后当神看人的时候，人就好像没有无罪一样。
And the reason is that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the cross of the Lord Jesus, the work of the Lord Jesus, covers man.
这是因为主耶稣基督宝血遮盖人，他的十字架遮盖人。
And the next word we looked at was redemption.
再来我们就看到救赎这个词。
And that is just forgiveness.
这就是一个赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪都得到赦免。
Ephesians 1:7.
在以弗所书第一章第七节。
And then the next verse we looked at was Ephesians 2:12, and we're not aliens.
在以弗所书第二章十二节，我们就看到我们已经不再是局外人。
We're no longer strangers.
我们不再是外人。
And this morning now, just to finish up this subject on blood, we wanted to look at the verse. 1 John 1:7.
我们今天早上要看约翰一书第一章第七节。
And I'm writing up here the word cleansing.
它写的是洁净这个词。
1 John 1:7, and this passage is very familiar to us. It is, I think, the first passage that a person should learn when they become a Christian.
这一节圣经是我认为一个人当他成为基督徒以后第一节所需要知道的。
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
And let's connect the ninth verse. This, I think, is the first verse we should learn after we become a Christian. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
第九节也很重要，也是我们应当知道的。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
I don't think too much time has to go by, and we know what it's like to feel dirty.
我想不不需要有花很多的时间，我们就能够知道说什么是那种肮脏的感觉。
Often in our home life, at work, something will come up that makes us feel unclean.
在我们的工作上，在我们家庭中，就常常会有一些事情让我们觉得我们自己很不干净。
And simply, the Spirit of God has been grieved.
这样子神的灵就忧伤了。
And through the blood of the Lord Jesus, cleansing can take place by confessing our sin.
借着承认我们的做过犯，因着主耶稣基督的宝血，我们就能够得到洁净。
I think it's important, brothers and sisters, to not only keep our life clean, but our surroundings clean.
我想很重要的一件事情就是，我们不仅要让我们自己得到洁净，让我们四围的环境也是洁净的。
A lot of times there are things that are in our home that precipitate demonic activity.
常常在我们的在我们的家中有那个恶魔的那种权。
This can come in the form of music.
也许是像可以音乐的形态。
It can come in the form of art.
艺术的形式。
A lot of you here have a Chinese background, and you know what it means to have demonic idols around the house.
在座你们许多人都有那个中国人的习俗，你们就知道什么样子是让一些偶像的事情在家里面。
Music, art figures, anything gives the opportunity for the demons to feel at home.
一些音乐或者是一些艺术品都能够让那些仇敌让他们觉得他有一个家。
This can only be taken care of, first of all, by removal, but more importantly, through the blood of the Lord Jesus.
第一件事我们要将这些东西除去，第二个就是要借着主耶稣基督的宝血。
We learn this from nature.
我们可以从自然里面学。
The cleaner you keep your home, physically, the less chance of having the varmints come in.
假如我们若是能够外表把我们的家里面保持很清洁的话，就不会有什么细菌。
The best control of roaches is not to leave the jam and the peanut butter out on the counter.
若是我们不把花生酱或者是果酱放在那个厨房的台子上的话，这样就能够让就不会引来很多的蟑螂。
More subtly, even attitudes in the house, negative attitudes, allow demonic forces to control that environment.
有时候我们一些负面的态度，就会让那个仇敌好像在我们的家里面有权势。
A disobedient child will often cause parents to be at odds with one another.
不听话的孩子常常会让父母两个人有争吵。
What started very innocently with a child disobeying ends up where the parents are fighting and arguing over the situation.
也许只是因为小孩子不听话的一件小事情而引起了父母之间的争吵。
So many times during the day, when we see this disharmony, when we see disorder, there has to be this cleansing, this remembering this verse, 1 John 1:9, if we confess, if we ask the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse that, it opens up our home, excuse me, Jody, it opens up our home for Christ to come in and reside where there's peace again.
当我们在一天的生活中有这些不和谐的事情发生的时候，我们就要像那个约翰一书1:9这样说，我们就要马上来到神面前，来向他承认，求他的宝血来洁净我们的。
This sounds very simple, but often we do not practice it.
这好像听起来很简单，但是我们常常却行不出来。
Husband and wife will sit back down and talk and discuss, resulting in an argument, trying to figure out, instead of kneeling and saying, Lord, we want your blood to cover this disobedience or this area in our family that's causing problems.
夫妇之间常常会坐下来，要交谈，而引起了一些的争吵，而不是来到神的面前，求他的宝血来遮盖。
And I think everyone in here is smart enough to take the application right into the workplace and make the same application, or take it, even more importantly, into the church. And allow the Lord to cleanse areas instead of sitting down with 1,400 committee meetings a week trying to figure things out.
我们也要把这样子的事情 应用在我们的工作上和教会中，来求主的宝血来遮盖一切，而不是靠人的方法来解决事情。
Let's look at Revelation 1:5.
那我们看启示录。
Along the same subject.
第一章第五节。启示录第一章第五节。
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood.
并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
And what is the result?
那这个结果是什么呢？
Next verse.
就是下面一个。
And has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory, dominion forever and ever. Amen.
就使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。
So another example of this cleansing and washing.
这是另外一个洁净的例子。
Let's look at a couple more verses in Revelation while we're right here. Revelation 5:9.
再看启示录第五章第九节。
Here we're going to see this word redeeming, which we've already looked at, but also redemption leads to reigning.
我们要在这节圣经里看到救赎这个词，然后因着救赎就带进了掌权。
And they sang a new song saying, You are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you, Jesus Christ, were slain, and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue, and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开契义，因为你主耶稣基督曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
See, this is a very progressive thing.
这是一个渐进的事情。
We start way back here with forgiveness. There must be a subtraction before we get to reigning.
我们是从赦免那边开始，那我们必须要先减少，然后才能够做完。
When I say subtracting, the taking away of sin.
这个减少就表示说要除去罪。
To get to God's end result.
然后我们就结果就是我们
The Lord teaches this principle in the body. Our physical body.
神在我们肉身的身体上来教导我们。
I think everyone realizes the importance of the blood in the body.
我们大家都知道在身体里面这个血的重要性。
While we're sitting here, providing we had a good breakfast this morning, blood is taking nourishment and oxygen to each cell of the body.
当我们坐在这里，就是我们早上吃有很好的早餐的话，那这个保血这个我们身上的血就把那些养料跟氧气带进我们每一个细胞里。
But one of the problems that the body often has in getting oxygen and good food to the body.Is that all the cells are plugged up? We call that toxic waste.
这血在它把那个养料带跟氧气带进我们的细胞里，所以我们细胞也产生一些
The cell is all filled up with dirt, and nothing can get in.
那假如这个细胞里面有充满了很多不好的东西，那个
Quick biology lesson.
生物的
Here we have bloodstream. Along the bloodstream are billions and billions of cells. We got 28 billion cells right on the surface of our skin.
那个是血管，那旁边都是细胞。我们光是在身体表面上的细胞就有。
And in this blood is food and oxygen.
然后在那血管里面，那个血就带进了食物跟氧气。
And so the blood comes down here from the heart, and it comes to this cell right here, and it would like to bring in some oxygen and bring in some food here, but this thing is all plugged up. It's all filled with waste.
那个血它想要把营养跟氧气带进那个细胞里，但是那细胞里面充满了脏的东西。
Too many McDonald's burgers.
因为吃太多的那个McDonald's 的那个汉堡。
And so it goes down the next cell and can't get in, because these are all plugged up. And pretty soon, these cells begin to die.
那个血它若是不能够进到那些细胞里，那些细胞就会。
And if this happens to be a million cells here that make up, say, the liver dies, gets sick.
若是这些细胞是属于肝的细胞的话，那这样人的肝就会死掉。
So the important thing is, first of all, that these cells be cleansed.
所以第一件事情，这些细胞就要先得到，要先解，要。
Taken back, sifted to the liver, sifted to the lungs, sifted to the kidneys. These are all cleansing organs.
就从那个肝、肺还有肾脏，这些都是我们身体里面洁净的一些器官。
Once these are clean, just like the heart of our spiritual life.
然后这些当这些得到洁净，就像我们的属灵的生命一样。
Then God's life can come in, just as in our physical body.
那这样子的话，神的生命就能够进到我们的里面。
So we see when we looked at the table this morning, we looked at the blood. The reason so many people prayed, thanking the Lord for the blood, we're thanking for this washing, this cleansing, this forgiveness, this satisfying of God, this reconciling man. All these things we have talked about. Can be demonstrated right here.
今天早上我们在主杯的面前有许多人感谢主耶稣的宝血，就是因为他的宝血能够将我们洗干净，所以我们能够与神和好，这就可以以我们身体上的器官来显明。
And what's the result? Revelation 7:14.
那这个结果就是在启示录七章十七节。
Revelation 7:14. And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
我对他说，我主你知道，他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净。
All of us who are going to have white robes will have had to been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
我们若用羔羊的血来洗净，我们就会有那个洁白的衣袍。
And since we're so close to Revelation 12:10, let's take a look at that.
我们再看十二章第十节。
Another result.
那是另外一个结果。
Revelation 12:10, Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom are for God, and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, he accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. 11th verse. And they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了，弟兄胜过他，就是撒旦，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
That really concludes our background on this subject of the blood.
这就结束我们谈到宝血的事。
We've spent almost an hour on this subject the last 2 weeks.
在过去两个礼拜，我们差不多花了一个小时的时间在这个主题上。
And we think it's important because we notice practically the whole ninth chapter of Hebrews is centered around the subject of blood.
这是一个很重要的题目。你也知道，希伯来书第九章就是在讲到这件事情。
In fact, the key verse of Hebrews 9 is, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
第九章它的要节就是二十二节，
22。
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Yeah. And next week, Lord willing, our brother will even be sharing more. Even in the 10th chapter, we'll see this word blood often mentioned.
若是神允许的话，我们弟兄还要再与我们交通。那在第十章里面也讲到这个血宝血的事。
It's very important, however, that we recognize that as we've been looking at Hebrews, particularly as the Old Testament passages, that these are all a picture.
这些当我们在读希伯来书所讲到那个旧约的这些事情，这都是一个
this morning as we came around the Lord's table. The Lord's table is a beautiful picture of Christ.
今天早上我们来到主的桌子面前，他这个桌这个主的桌子就是基督的一个美丽的形象。
And there's always a tendency in man to gravitate towards the worship of the picture.
人常常就会要去敬拜那些这些影像。
And when these Hebrew Jewish people ran into a little persecution here in the book of Hebrews, they wanted to go back and worship the picture.
当这些希伯来犹太人他们在这边遭受到一些迫害的时候，他们就想回去敬拜那些的影像。
But the author of Hebrews is trying to show us in these chapters.In these verses, that there is a more superior way in a person.
希伯来的作者就让我们看见说这有一个更好的道路，就是那个人。
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever taken a picture, and I think everyone in this room has taken a picture. Have you ever taken a picture that was better than the actual event that you took the picture of?
你有没有曾经过拍到过他所得到的那些相片是比事实更好呢？
How many have taken pictures of flowers?
你有没有照过一个花？
Have you ever taken that Kodak picture and brought it up here and tried to smell those flowers?
你有没有拿过那个相片花的相片，然后来闻，特别闻到花的香味？
Or the Chinese like to have these big feasts and you take these pictures of everyone eating. Have you ever tried to lick a picture and get the taste of it?
或者是当中国人聚在一起吃宴席的时候，然后照一张相，你们有没有拿过那个相片，要想来吃呢？
That's really what the author is trying to do here in Hebrews. He's trying to say, why do you want to go back and look at the picture?
这希伯来的作者在这边就一再的说，为什么你们要回去看，去敬拜那个相片？
When you have the real thing.
当你有这个真实的东西。
And the real thing is the person of Christ. Now let's just look at really a summary here of the ninth chapter. And see if we can get something more than the picture. Starts out in this chapter talking briefly about the tabernacle. The tent, the tabernacle, and in the wilderness.
在旷野的那个会幕。
This is not to proportion.
这个是没有什么比例。
This is the entrance.
那个是进口，会幕的进口。
Now this is a picture, really of Christ.
这就是基督的一个影像。
And I think all of us have a tendency to just would like to just sit down and study, maybe for an hour, every one of these little things and see how they relate to Christ.
那我们许多人我们就想坐下来，仔细的研读，每一件事情他们与基督有怎么样的关系。
Because all of us like to get head knowledge.
我们都喜欢在得到许多知识。
But there's some beautiful pictures in here that bring us to the person.
但是这里面有许多。美丽的东西要带我们看见这真实的人。
And we, the last two day, Sundays in Sunday school, we've spent time on this area right here, the altar.
在过去两个礼拜，我们在讲到前面这个坛。
Because right here is where it all begins.
因为那个是一个起头。
Everyone could come to this area here.
每一个人都能够到那。
And ask for forgiveness.
都能够到那边求赦免。
The problem is that they could not get into the presence of God.
但是他们问题就是他们不能够进到神的同在里面。
And yet man would like to gravitate back to this whole system.
但是人就喜欢有这些东西。
So it's really what we have here is the cross of Christ.
在那里就是基督的十字架。
The blood spilled here forgives us of sin.
那个所流出的血就洗净遮盖我们的罪。
And then we move into this big laver. wash bowl, great big wash bowl.
在那边我们就看到一个很大的洗桌盆。
And cleansing takes place.
在那边就使我们得到洁净。
1 John 1:9, we just looked at it.
就是约翰一书第一章第九节。
And after that, the priest now can walk into the holy place.
然后那个祭司就能够进到圣所。
And the first thing you notice on the right is the table of showbread, which is Christ's body.
在右手边就看到桌子上有橙色饼，那就是基督的身体。
And John 6 tells us to eat of this daily.
那约翰福音第六章就告诉我们，我们要每一天都吃。
Every Sabbath they put 12 loaves of bread there for the week.
每一个安息日他们就放12个饼，橙色饼在那边。
And the priest ate all week long those loaves depicting eating Christ.
那祭司们在这一周每一天他都吃这个饼，
and
领取基督一样。
If you looked to the left as you came in, there was Christ, the light of the world, the lampstand.
在左手边就是那个灯台，基督就是世上的光。
Christ also isn't just a head, he has a body, and we see the seven there representing the seven churches. We see a picture of the church.
在那边我们也看到是有七个教会。
And then we have the golden altar.
然后我们在上面就有看到金的柜，约柜。
Altar of incense.
金香坛。
Christ, our intercessor.
基督是我们的代求者。
There is not one prayer that's ever gotten to heaven that Christ did not intercede for us.
没有一个祷告不经过基督的代求达到天上。
And although Christ, although this is outside the Holy of Holies, because of its sanctity, it really belongs, it really is connected with the Holy of Holies.
虽然那是在至圣所的外面，但是那确实与它是联合在一起。
But there is a big veil.
但是那中间是有个。
And what is that? The flesh, the body of Christ. And what happened on the cross? It was broken. And remember that the next time when Brother Philip is crackling that bread when we're having the Lord's table? Praise the Lord. This is where it all started.
每次那个东弟兄在擘饼的时候，这就是我们要感谢赞美神，因为这就是那个开始。
And inside we have the mercy seat.
在里面就有施恩座。
So this becomes more than a picture.
这个不仅只是一个形象。
It's Christ, 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 Christ.
而是每一件事情都让我们看见基督。
And if we were to study the walls and everything, it would just be other.Pictures of Christ, 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 Christ.
就是我们要要研读圣经里面其他的物件的话，都会让我们看见。
Now I took more time than I wanted to on this.
我在这上面花多了点时间。
But just to show how silly it was for the Jews then, and how silly it is for us today to always want to gravitate to a picture.
这就让我们看见说，若是我们只是注重于这个影像的话，我们是。多么的愚拙！那当初他们那些犹太人也想要这样做，也是何等的愚拙。
God's goal is a person, not a picture.
神的目的是一个人，而不是一个只是一个影像。
He desires that the living Christ totally occupy our life.
他希望活的基督能够完全的得着我们的生活。
This tent, this tabernacle, sat right in the middle of the children of Israel.
这个会幕是在以色列人他们居住的一个中心。
There wasn't a tent that they could not visualize or see that tabernacle.
从每一个以色列人的帐篷里面都可以看见这个会幕。
It was to occupy every part of their life. They were not to get up and move 5 miles without that preceding them.
他们在他们生活。的每一个时候，他们都可以看到这个会幕。
God has given us first the picture, and then the person.
神先让我们看到这个影像，然后他给我们那个人。
And as we've been studying, this becomes Christ the more superior way.
这就是基督是超越一切。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we're thankful for this picture that you have given us in the book of Hebrews.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你在希伯来书这边所给我们的这个印象。
We're thankful, Father, however, this morning that you've not left us with a picture.
今天早上我们感谢你，因为你并不是只叫我们看见这个影像。
But you have given us the living Christ.
因为你确实把那个活的基督给了我们。
And your desire is, Father, that Christ live in us.
你愿意基督活在我们的里面。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，靠主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.